Hi guys, welcome back to 20s Life Hack with Rizky Faramita. In this episode, I would like to discuss about how to get an internship and how to succeed onboarding session. Okay, so talking about this internship, I think internship is one of things that I like the most. I don't know why, finding money comes so natural to me. I don't know, I don't really know exactly why, but the first time I have internship is at Haruka Edu as a research intern. I also met working closely with my senior high school friends at the time. We have like 1.5 months internship, and then the next year, so the next year will be 2017, so at Haruka Edu will be 2016. In 2017 I joined Incompass in Jakarta as an IS analyst, and the next year 2018 I have internship at Tokopedia as a UX designer. The next year, which is this year, 2019, again to Incompass as an IS analyst again. So it's always an like internship, get some money, like find something productive, kind of like that. There are quite a few channels that we can pick. For the Haruka Edu, I think it's all about networking. It's so silly, like no matter how strange it is, but always try to build a good connection, because back then my friend invited like who want to volunteer as a beta tester of an application, and I said like why not. I mean like the effort is not that big, I don't really know the advantage back then, but it's just I'm just curious about that actually. But then when the testing done, and then the developer team said like, who wants to have like an internship, you can drop the CV to me. So I tried it out and they assigned me to this Haruka Edu. So Incompass, I think it's really cool, like the way I see a cool program is through the social media, the YouTube, and I don't want to hear it from my friends usually, because if I hear a program from my friend, means that I'm not the early adopter of that program, means that maybe more than 50 people already know about the program, which means the probability or the success rate will be lower for me, because I'm not the early adopter. This Incompass somehow, maybe I'm lucky too that I knew it earlier, so I find like I have more time to prepare it, and then so I am accepted. In Tokopedia, I think it's about finding position that is most relevant to what you are doing, what we were doing or we want to do in the next couple months or years. So roughly there are those three channels that we can try in order to have that internship experience: through the networking, try to be the early adopter, or find something that is similar to what we are doing right now. That's about how, and now it's about tips and tricks for the onboarding. Actually, even I have those 4 internships experience, I feel like I just realized that there are a lot of things to that I should have noticed before. Like in onboarding session, I think there are three important things we should underline. It's about getting familiar with the software, with the hardware, and with the people. Software means like what application that we will use. If you are using like an Outlook, then we should have known like how to see the calendar of our bosses, like how to know when they are busy or not. And about the hardware, I think we really need to master our own laptop, get as effective as possible, and try. For me personally, I'm trying not to charge my laptop. I try to charge that so that when I come to the office at the morning, it's like 100% full. And for the people, this is, I think, the most or the hardest thing to master. Because people are so unique. There are a lot of use cases. Means like, what you call it? Sometimes are logical, sometimes not logical. So sometimes it's our mistakes, sometimes maybe not. So it's kind of hard to actually distinguish between the two. But I think when I was in Haruka Edu, I was lucky because I have my senior high school friends. So it's much easier, I can say. When I was in first leg of Encompass, I think I was also lucky because I feel like my partner is also an introvert. I am introvert, and we are introverts trying to be extroverts. So we are in the same boat, I can say. In Tokopedia, I started to realize that it's another next level for me in terms of the not technical skill, interpersonal skill. I think it's another high level, another next level. Because I just realized when I have this second leg in Compass, like actually when we are the newcomer, we have to think about, we always have to think about how I am supposed to be the star in the room without being annoying, you know, like But I need to, because if not, then they don't have other reasons why they have to be our friends. But us as the newcomer, we need to have friends. We need to be friends with the others. So we have, I think we need to always try to have like, what is my added value to that person, to everyone in the room. I think what we can try is to stand a little bit more in the pantry. So I think it's a great exposure that a lot of employees come and go to the pantry, right? So I think it's a good idea. It's a really good idea to stay at the pantry. Like, okay, it's the morning, I take a big glass of water and I stay there a little bit, sometimes maybe a cup of coffee, and then okay, people will start to okay see this, okay, this is a new person, and then I think we will recognize which one is open and which one is not that open. I mean, like, building a relationship, it's a two-way communication. I mean, like, at least we tried, okay? If it doesn't succeed, then it's okay. It's okay, but at least we try, okay? And for me personally, I have not everyone has a smiling resting face. Mine is not smiling at all. When I see a mirror of myself, my resting face when I focus on things, it's really bad. It's really bad. So I always try to find a good resting face. I'm struggling. I'm working on it right now. It's really hard. But another thing will be, what else? Smiling is supposedly the most powerful tool in building a relationship. In the boarding, so onboarding, the first week on onboarding is, yeah, it's kind of like that. And always seek someone who can help you. There must be somebody. Currently I'm struggling to ask to people to busy people. I mean, like, it's kind of hard. I don't want to be annoying, but I need to get some information, right? So what I did, usually I go to someone who are less busy, and then I see the situation over there, and I will wait until that busy person that I target is taking a rest. I mean, like, less busy. So yeah, I think there is time to devote, but always seek people who can help. There must be at least two or three people. If you can't find any, then find anywhere else, in another building, another part of the building, another position. I think it's also good to have friends to, like, customer service. Can be anything. I mean, like, oh my god, I just realized, like, how important it is. So I hope success for you if you have an internship or finding an internship. I think that's all that I can share for now. I'm sorry if it's really scattered, because I just think about it when I at the office today. So yeah, I hope it's helpful enough, and see you in the next episode. Bye.